welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we are joined by author Alexandra Shepherd, who wrote the book Oh My God. So, Alexandra, what is it about?
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. So, Oh My God is about a teenager called Helen Thomas. She's 14. And in many ways, she is your average teenager. She has trouble turning in her French homework on time. She has some really annoying older brothers and sisters. But one way in which she's different is that her dad is Zeus, king of the gods, and she's half Greek goddess. So she's, at the start of the book, she's just moving in with them in their new house in North London. And you can imagine why she's feeling a bit apprehensive, because not only does she have to try and keep their identity a secret, she also has to try and have some semblance of a normal life, make new friends at a new school, deal with crushes and schoolwork and that sort of thing.
Why did you choose to do a book about Greek mythology, the Greek gods?
Yeah,
why?
I've always been fascinated by Greek mythology. I think it started with Disney's Hercules movie. It came out when I was like 7 or 8, and I made my dad take me to see it twice at the cinema. And I think from there, you know, we're so surrounded by Greek myths and Greek mythology and everything, books, films, TV shows. It's kind of impossible to escape. And I always loved like teen diary books like Adrian Mole and the Angus Thongs and Full Frontal Snogging books by Louise Renison. I was obsessed with those when I was a teenager, and Princess Diaries as well. But I just kind of thought, what if I could combine Greek mythology with these angsty teenage comedy diaries I love so much? And that's where the idea came from.
Because it has a little bit of a Percy Jackson
yes,
feel.
I was going to be like, have you read Percy Jackson?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I always ask that at school when I'm doing Greek mythology talks, and everyone always knows Percy Jackson. Yeah. It's so enduring. And I think what I like about Percy Jackson is the mythology, but I'm not much of a fantasy adventure person myself, and I wanted my book to very much be rooted in the real world. And I think Helen's problems are to do with like relationships, fitting in, not feeling normal, and that's highly relatable even if your dad isn't a god.
Yeah, because it was quite sad because she wrote letters to her mum, didn't she? That was kind of like the quite a little emotional bit. She'd write these letters,
definitely,
wouldn't she, to her mum?
Yeah, she's dealing with quite a lot, I think, even though it's quite a light-hearted story. I think there are some issues there, perhaps if you're mourning someone or just feeling as though you don't fit in. I hope that people could relate to that.
Now, her half-sister was the...
Aphrodite.
She was a great character, wasn't
she? She was a great character. I mean, it was an interesting take. Aphrodite is always quite self-absorbed, though,
yeah.
So it was quite nice to see her in that setting and what it would be like with a sister. I did like their personalities.
Yeah.
I loved how Zeus was so boring.
Yeah.
Such a boring guy. Yeah. I'm just like, wow, you think Zeus would be like egotistical. Like, I'm amazing. So to have him as this boring man was quite funny.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. So on a recent school visit I did, someone asked me, like, why did you make Zeus so nice? He's such a mean character in the myths. And I said, well, I've got to make it suitable for kids, because Zeus in the myths was like a terrible, awful, awful person character. I can't have him as the dad of my main character in a book for teenagers. That would make it a completely different book. So in my universe, Zeus is kind of mellowed out over the centuries, and him fathering and being a real parent to Helen is him almost making amends for the times when he didn't do that, you know, when he sent Hercules to all those incredible tasks and stuff. Like, he's almost making amends. And I'm really glad you liked Aphrodite. She's my favourite as well.
Yeah.
Just because she was so
tell,
fun to write.
She made her hair wild
so
once,
much like, love for that character when you read it.
Yeah, she's awful again, but writing a villain is really fun. It's always really fun to write the ultimate worst big sister ever, I think.
Why did you choose to make, like, Helen not have powers? Because obviously every other person that's been birthed by Zeus, half mortal and half god, has had some sort of power, but she didn't seem to have any.
She doesn't have powers yet.
Oh.
And in my early drafts, I really wrestled with this, but as I said, I really wanted the story to be rooted in normality. And Helen not having powers is almost a way to make her feel even more out of place within the family. And Aphrodite sort of looks down upon her as her status of being like a half-life, as she calls her, where she's like half mortal. She's not properly a part of the family. And that really amplifies her feelings of isolation. Ultimately, you have to make it quite difficult for your main character, otherwise there's no story.
So what did you do before you were a writer?
Yeah, so before I was a writer, or well, a published author, because I've always written in some sort of way, I worked in social media and advertising, which I still do on a freelance basis, but part-time. I worked on social media campaigns for brands like Google and Nike, and most recently a sport campaign called This Girl Can, which was all about getting girls involved in sports.
Oh.
That was amazing. That was like my baby. I was really sad to leave that job when I had to become you know, become freelance in order to manage writing a book part-time, because writing a book with a full-time job was not fun. I was just telling the girls recently in the that I had set my alarm at 5:30 in the morning in order to get that 1 hour of writing in before getting ready and going to work, working, come home around 7:30, doing a bit more writing, doing it on weekends, that sort of thing, and I just don't want to have to do that again.
Well, you just don't end up having much of a life,
no,
do you?
No, you don't, and you're just constantly staring at the computer screen, but you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to write for teens in particular, or was that just how the story fitted?
I think it's just the story that I thought of. I didn't set out to write a book and then thought, well, I need to have a book idea. The idea came first, and the idea seemed that it's perfect for teenagers. I got the idea for Oh My Gods when I was about 20, so I was still really deep in that YA world, and I was still reading a lot of YA and teen books well into my 20s. I do read YA now, but it's more for like, I'm more conscious that I'm doing it to keep abreast of what my readers are reading and trying to be immersed in that world. It wouldn't be my usual choice now, and I'm in my 30s. But being part of the YA world definitely meant that my ideas that I was thinking of in my early 20s were going to be for YA audience. And Oh My God is definitely firmly teen. It's, I don't think it has a crossover audience. I don't imagine many adults would pick up this book, and it's not marketed to adults in the same way that like Hunger Games or Harry Potter might be. It's very firmly for teens, and I believe in keeping it firmly for teens. I've got no desire to try and age my writing up and try and get it for older teens or for younger new adults, I think as they're called, because I don't feel like enough is out there that concentrates firmly on the teen experience, and not like 17-year-olds who act like 25-year-olds, for example.
Yeah. So with you being in advertising, did you have much input for the cover? Because the cover's great.
Yeah,
it's so eye-catching.
Yeah, I think I got really lucky with the cover. I had some very talented designers. So the design was by an in-house Scholastic artist called Liam Drain, and the illustration was by an illustrator called Paul Oakley. And luckily, I did have some input on the first drafts and like little things that I wanted to change, like the hairstyle, and Helen has some lightning bolt earrings that I requested to put in, and luckily my publishers at Scholastic were more than happy to listen, and they took the feedback in a direction that is amazing. And yeah, I feel like I'm really lucky with the cover. It's so, so beautiful. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Before we move on, I just want to apologise for the background noise. I didn't apologise for it at the beginning, but I have
asked a couple of students to police it, and they're not doing a very good job, are they?
No. But so apologies for the screaming.
It's key stage 4. They're waiting to come in for lunch.
Because it's raining. Yeah, and they want to raining. See Alexandra. So, what are you reading right now?
Oh, so at the moment I'm reading a really amazing book called Slay by Brittany Morris. It's a YA book, it just came out, and it's about a 17-year-old game developer called Akira, who creates a virtual reality game for African-American people and people across the Africa diaspora. And it's hacked one day. No, it's not hacked. Someone dies over a dispute within the game in real life, and it's up to her to try and figure out what happened, how it could, and how to stop the game from imploding and from being hacked from outside influences. About halfway through, I've been reading it on the train ride here, and it's amazing. It's really, really gripping, and the way that the writer has described the gameplay, I'm not a gamer at all, but she has described it so vividly, I just feel like I'm in this virtual reality game. And it's really nice to see something about a girl in tech, a girl in STEM, and it's brilliantly written, so I'm loving it so far.
I think we might have to get that one in.
Yes, it sounds really good. I am a gamer, so I'll be interested to see how she talks about it. Because I read a book, I think it was by Brigid Kemmerer, and she had a girl that was making like a Dungeons & Dragons world. But I was a bit like, that's impossible, you can't do that at that age. So I'll be interested to see how she does it in this.
I do get the feeling that the writer, Brittany Morris, is pushing the boundaries of what is technically possible.
Yeah.
But it's done so well, I don't really mind.
I guess that's fiction, though.
Yes,
you can make
true.
It up, can't true. You? That's it. So,
and also, I'm not part of that world, so I don't know what JavaScript is and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
I wouldn't know either.
Nobody knows what JavaScript is. Even people that work with it, it makes no sense. So this is your slot to tell us what you're doing in the future. Self-promotion.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, at the moment, I'm working on my second book, which I can't really talk much about at the moment, but I'm hoping that it will be announced at some point early next year. It's not a sequel to Oh My Gods. It's to do with witchcraft and food and sisterhood, like things that are very, very close to my heart. But it's a similar sort of age group,
yeah,
similar sort of tone and style to Oh My Gods. And at the moment, yeah, I'm just doing school visits and still promoting Oh My Gods. I can't believe that it's nearly a year since it came out. It's been, it feels like a decade, I'll be honest. It's been a very, very busy year. And it's really amazing to connect with young readers who enjoy the book and who enjoy reading in general. I always come away from school visits with a huge list of books I need to read next.
You were telling me that you really enjoy the school visits.
Yeah, I love them. It's,
she was in Newcastle and she was promoting the book with 450 in front. You had to do a talk in front of 450 students.
Yeah, it was 450.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That morning, I think in total I spoke to about, it was 650 that day and then another 200 the next day.
That's over insane. Three
I know.
But they were so enthusiastic and so attentive. And every school I go to is, each school has its own unique character for sure, but they're always so excited to meet an author, which is amazing for me because it makes me feel like a celebrity. And also that reassures me that people still do love to read and kids still do love to read as well.
Well, it's been amazing having you here. I can't wait for the workshops.
No, I can't.
I actually want to take part because I love reading cards and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited.
Are they going to be in here?
Yes, they are going to be in here.
So
yeah.
You'll be listening in.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there with my notebook in the background.
We'll just be eating our lunch in the background.
As well, yeah.
Just briefly. Just so
But yeah, it's been amazing having you here. If you've not had Alexandra Shepherd to your school, we recommend it for sure.
Definitely.
She's
yeah.
brilliant. Let's make the year last even longer. Send her over to more schools, but yeah. Oh my gods. And we look forward to your future projects. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. Thank you for having me, guys.